Hello, it's me. I'm currently staying in a hotel for work, and I'm really fucking corny. So I brought a vibrator with me because I never leave the house without one, and I'm playing with it now. And I thought I'd record myself and tell you a little story. So I stay away for work quite often. It gets quite lonely. Staying in hotels, I have dinner by myself. Usually end up drinking a bottle of wine with dinner, which I did tonight. And I did a couple of nights ago too. When I'm lonely, I end up getting horny. And sometimes, that's why I bring my vibrator, sometimes I just go to my room. With myself, but sometimes I use Tinder to meet someone, and that's what I did this week. I'm a bit indiscriminate when I'm away, so I just pretty much get on it and just swipe right, and then I don't bother messing around. Well, I message people who have got interesting profiles, but I always reply to people who message me too. And Saturday night, I was pissed off and bored, lonely, and drunk. So I was swiping away, and I got a few matches. And I was quite, you know, honest from my opening message. I copy and paste it because, well, I know it's a bit lame, but I'm not looking for a serious relationship here. I'm looking to get fucked. So I am. My opening message is something like, "Hi, I'm just in town for a few days. Really like your profile. I'm in a hotel room. Are you busy tonight?" Which I sent to about 8 guys on Saturday. And 7 of them responded. One of them didn't respond. So I guess he is stupid. But I started speaking to the 7 that responded and narrowed it down a little bit. Picked 2 that I liked and basically said, "How quickly can you get here?" And the one that said 10 minutes, and the other one said about half an hour, 30 minutes. So I said, "Oh, sorry, no good," to the 30 minute guy, and said, well, I told the 10 minute guy my room number, and then had a proper look at his pictures, and yeah, he was quite nice looking, so it was okay. He had a kind face. So then I quickly brushed my teeth, obviously. I was wearing my pyjamas, so I got changed. I'd bought a dress with me, especially, because I knew that I might end up doing something like this. So it's like a, I always think of it as being like a Greek style, I don't know. It's like a white cotton, it's very soft, like off-white cotton. Summer dress, the halter neck, and it's got like, I think of it as being Greek because it's got like grapes, I guess, and leaves on it. I like purple and green, obviously. But the main point of it is a halter neck, so it makes my tits look great, which is the look I was going for, basically. But I'd given this guy my phone number. I was like, if you're worried about knocking on the door, you know, just text me and I'll open it. But 10 minutes later, there's a knock at the door, and then I get a message that's like, "I'm outside your room." Oh. So I let him in, and he was quite nervous. So I offered him a drink. I realised I just had a really shitty PG Tips from the hotel. That's tea for those non-Brits. But Brits know it's shit tea. So I offered him tea or water. Because I'd finished the wine. He sat down on the bed. It was a really warm day. I don't know if you've been following the news, but we've had a bit of a heat wave in Europe. It was a really hot night. So I said to him, "Are you feeling a bit warm?" He was like, "Yeah, a bit." I was like, "Oh, me too." So I undid my halter neck and pulled down the front of my dress, so just had my bra on and my dress around my waist, And he was like, oh, hi. I was like, is this okay? And he was like, yeah. So I pulled his t-shirt off. And I took my bra off. And then I knelt down between his legs on the bed. And pulled his trousers down. Pulled his jeans off. And he, wriggled out of his boxer shorts. And I started to stroke his cock. He was just, he was hard, straight away, but he was a bit nervous, I think, and I just drunk, and I just really wanted to suck a dick, basically, so that's what I did. I started to, I just went straight for it. I just got straight down on it, took it all in my mouth, and pretty quickly he had his hand on my head, which I really like. It helps because when a guy holds your head, when you're sucking his dick, you get to know what speed and what rhythm he wants. Which obviously I want to give him what he wants. So I started sucking his dick. And then I said to him, look, I stopped for a second and I was like, do you mind filming this for me, please? He said, yeah, sure, that's fine. And I was like, on my phone, not yours. I want control of this video. It's got my face on it. So I gave him my, I unlocked my phone and gave it to, set the camera up and gave it to him. And he was like, is this just for you or someone else? And then I told him about my daddy. And how he likes to watch me. How he wanted to see me with another man. And he seemed quite into that. So he was like, yeah, sure, no problem. He started filming me. Sucking his dick. And got a bit faster. And started sucking it harder. I was looking up at him. He was just watching the phone, which was a little bit annoying. But he was like, I was like, are you watching me? He was like, oh, I'm watching you through the phone. I want to make sure I get a good video. So I appreciate that, at least. And then when he was getting, I could tell he was getting close because he was getting quite into it and pushing his hips up. I was gagging quite a lot, which made it all quite wet and sloppy. And I asked him, will you tell me when you're close? He said, yeah. I was like, I want you to come on my face. So I kept sucking his cock, and I think that helped him along a bit. I started jerking it off a little bit, and slapping it against my face. And I knelt up a bit, so he could see my tits better. And then he was like, I'm close, I'm going to come. So I quickly got back down, opened my mouth, and slapped his cock against my face as he came. By this point, I was in a bit of a mess. So my makeup had all run. Because I get quite into blowjobs. I really enjoy giving them. So I finished the video. He ended the video. And I took a selfie to send to my daddy. which he appreciated, I think. I hope so, anyway. And then, I sort of cleaned up the cam a bit. And then he left. Eventually, it took a bit of time. He kept chatting. We found out we both like D&D. Which is cool because I love D&D, but I was really tired and quite drunk. The whole thing really turned me on. Something I haven't... I've never done it that blatantly before. I've obviously had one night stands before, but never hi, come round, I'm gonna suck your dick kind of one night stands. But I really enjoyed it. After we left, I got my vibrator out straight away. I came so quickly. And I guess some of you might be thinking oh, what a dick, he didn't make you come, but I didn't want him to. I didn't want him to touch me, other than obviously my hair and my head. I just wanted to make him come. Because, I don't know, it makes me feel really slutty, which turns me on a lot. So I've been thinking about it a lot the past couple of days. I'm going home tomorrow, which sort of sucks, because being away, I have more freedom, I don't have housemates. But I'm really desperately looking forward to my own bed. And not having to deal with eating out and stuff, because I stay away from work quite a lot, it gets a bit tiring. But when I'm back home, well, I've been thinking about doing the same thing again. But then I'm really horny, blaming myself. I was thinking about how I could step it up a little bit, make it a bit more exciting and a bit more of a challenge. And I pretty much, I've been thinking about trying to do the same thing every night for a week. So 1 week, 7 guys. Second, 7 cocks. I'm making them all come on my face. And the idea of it really fucking turns me on. And my living situation isn't the best. I live with housemates, and I wouldn't want to bring 7 different men back to my house. There would be too much talk. But I like the idea of sucking someone's cock in their car, or in a park or an alleyway. And I thought, I need advice on this. Where is there a big group of perverts who might want to talk to me about this? That's part of why I'm recording this now. Partly because I like to share my fantasies, but also I like input on them. So if anyone has any good ideas for places I can suck strangers' dicks, please write in. PO Box 269, I don't know. No, PM me and tell me what you think. Or if you're in the UK. No. That'd be weird. Would it be weird for me to... I don't know. I was planning on using Tinder. I know there are subs for it. I know there's random acts of blowjobs. But I used that previously, and it was just mental. I had quite a lot of response, and some quite weird, and some quite nasty messages. But I think with Tinder it's a little bit more organic and a little bit less forced. And I don't necessarily have to tell, well, I guess, I don't know, should I tell them? Be like, hi, I want to meet you and suck your dick. I don't know. I think that way there's less chance of being disappointed if he's like, oh no, I'm not into it. But to be honest, I've never had a man say, no, please don't suck my dick. So, but then I don't want them getting the hopes up that they're meeting someone that wants a relationship. Although I do. I don't know. I just think it'll be fun for a week. I haven't got any time off work for a while. In August I've got a week off, but that's for Wild Classic, so yeah, I'm not sucking any dicks then. but I have evenings free. I can work from home, so I have some daytimes, like lunchtimes free. Weekends, obviously. But yeah, that's my plan. That really turns me on. And that's what I've been thinking about lately. When I play with myself, when I come. And I have been playing with myself this whole time, but my vibrator's on super low. I'm also whispering a little bit because I'm in this hotel, and whenever someone walks past my room talking, I can hear them. So I don't want someone to walk past and hear me. Oh. yeah. Sorry, I just have my vibrator up. I'm so fucking horny. Seriously, don't know what's wrong with me. I'm just so horny all the time lately. I'm so fucking wet. I want you to hear where I am. I'm gonna turn my vibrator off. I'm using my phone to record myself. I'm just gonna put my phone down by my pussy and fuck myself with my fingers for a second so you can hear just how wet I am. I don't know if you could hear that or not. I hope you could. Let me get my vibrator back. I'm a little bit worried about the whole quality of this whole clip because I'm talking quite quietly. So hopefully... Sorry. I just have my vibrator up. Sorry, I just blew on my microphone. Sorry. Fuck, that was good. Cool. Wow. It's after midnight, so I have work tomorrow, and I have to act like a responsible professional instead of a dirty little cum slut. So guess I should go and clean myself up and get some sleep. Okay, bye bye.